Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! There are so many mitzvahs that Yidden need to keep. There are a lot of mitzvahs that are extra special because they are counted as part of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. The 613 mitzvahs have a special name. We call them the Taryag mitzvahs. Can you say Taryag? Excellent! In Sefer HaMitzvahs today, we are learning about how we know which mitzvahs are part of the Taryag mitzvahs. There are 14 rules that the Rambam gives. Do you want to learn one of them? Yes, let's do it! The first rule of how we know that a mitzvah is one of the Taryag mitzvahs is that it is written in the Pesukim of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Chachamim how to learn more mitzvahs from the Torah. But since they aren't written clearly in the Torah, they are not counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Of course they are still mitzvahs. Listening to the mitzvahs of the Chachamim is also a mitzvah. But they aren't counted as one of the Taryag mitzvahs. For example, it is a mitzvah to put on Shabbos clothes for Shabbos. Do you wear weekday clothes on Shabbos? No. But even though it's a mitzvah to wear Shabbos clothes, it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. That's because the Chachamim taught it to us, but it's not written in the Pesukim of the Torah. And here's another example. What do we listen to on Purim? That's right, the Megillah. It doesn't talk about Purim in the Torah, because Purim happened many, many years after Matan Torah. After the Torah was given. So even though it's a mitzvah to listen to the Megillah on Purim, it's not one of the Taryag mitzvahs. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs! That's great!